And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week.
But they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
So they have an extra one.
And that's how we
get the podcast, the podcast.
I was waiting to see if anybody was going to sing because Patrick wasn't in here.
Podcast, the podcast,
the podcast,
the podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Pick a note, D. Pick a note.
Pick a note. Oh, like for singing?
Yes. Yeah, I was all over the place. Jump
on. I do it on purpose, though. I purposely sing off key.
That's a good move.
Strong. As we are broadcasting here on the podcast, or podcasting here on the podcast, from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. I'm one of your hosts, Big D. That's your other host. I'm Bubba.
Wait, that's Big D. Are we doing the twin thing?
I don't know what we're doing. Hi, Patrick. Patrick just walked in.
Hey! I'm Big D.
He's Big D.
I'm Carson, Bubba.
Right
there.
That's Carson.
Carson needs walk-up music. Patrick is right there.
This is old granddad.
Oh.
Big D started having that thing where he pretends he wants to drink whiskey. Like, bring me a shot of whiskey, which Big D does not drink, for those of you keeping score.
What are you doing with this?
Are you really like fruity drinks?
Yeah.
Like an M.
Are you really actually going to pour D some whiskey?
Yeah, I have. Here, I don't have a shot glass. This is like one of those little
cold medicine?
This is what you get, cough medicine. So instead of a shot, okay, I'm going to pour D 2.5 milliliters of old granddad whiskey.
This looks like
Maybe five milliliters. While you do that, put my sample in for my vasectomy.
If you love music, you need to download the Pickle Jar app. Do this immediately. Show some gratitude to your favorite artists and support some great causes around town. Plus, you can watch exclusive content and stuff that you can't find anywhere else. Download it today. If you got an Apple, if you got a Droid, picklejar.com. Why is it so little?
Why are you not using much at all? What are you about to do?
First of all, you're not going to drink much. If I pour you a shot, you're going to take a sip of it. You're not going to drink a lot of it.
I'm just not going to check out on this. Give me some of that.
Okay, you want more than this? Is that what you want? You're saying?
I do not.
No, you did
not say that.
Good for you, D.
I was just asking why. That's all.
Because, okay, first of all, I picked intentionally what I think is the meanest whiskey on my shelf.
What do you mean by meanest whiskey?
This is 100%. It's got what we call a lot of upfront. Like it hits you.
Like the burn?
On the front end. Yes.
I had some the other day.
Got a lot of front end.
Delsum.
It's not. Yeah, this is from a cough syrup.
It says Delsum.
You know.
I had like something like Four Roses the other day, and it's got a lot of front end.
Yeah, Four Roses is good. But there's Four Roses Reserve that's much better and smoother.
I think I had that one. I didn't know there was
a difference. This isn't just old granddad. This is old granddad bonded 100 proof. This is some.
What's the bonded mean?
Bonded depends on if it's from
tied
Kentucky
to the band.
Or Tennessee. It's based on state laws. Wow. Bubba?
Dude, you asked.
I wish the camera was on Carson right now. Just look, Carson's like.
I don't know. Just give us an insight into
like
your
how
house
much have you already drank? What did I come into? Bubba,
no, nothing.
This smells like a byproduct of some sort of a chemical reaction.
Hell yeah.
It is.
I guess you're right.
All right. So everyone, just let's all imagine Big D's face as he just knock it back. That's a
I
half.
I am not knocking
that back.
That
is five knock it back. Milliliters.
I'm this not is knocking that
nothing.
Back.
That's like literally an eyedropper.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, yeah, let's go.
3, 2, 1. Oh. Why are you covering?
That's exactly the face that I want him to make when he takes a.
I will say this, though. With things that have a lot of upfront burn.
Yeah.
I make whiskey face too, and I mean I've been drinking for a long time, but I still. Are you awake? You good now?
How? What part of my body are supposed to be numb?
Yeah. Oh, you enjoy that?
It is a. It's a slow like movement. Like it starts here, and I can feel it. Like,
but unlike some whiskeys that burn on the back end, like that one. Doesn't it leave a nice aftertaste? Like,
can you smell it, Bubba?
Oh yeah, it's strong.
I feel like I can smell. Oh yeah, you got
my
coffee in front of you.
Is right in front of my face.
I feel like
Carson. You want a shot, old granddad?
Nope, sure don't. Thank you though.
I can see the allure of that.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Like so, like if you're gonna go out and go out with the buds, and like you're really gonna. Tie one off or whatever. Yeah. Tie it on. Where you tie it on or off?
But tie it on. But I don't
tie it off
when,
like a. Boat.
Some people do shots, and when we were young, we used to do shots of whiskey. I don't. You don't shoot whiskey. So you shouldn't just, shoot tequila, quite frankly. That's you just, shoot deer. You know.
Do you just sip it?
Yeah. You see, that as much as you just knock back, that's more than I would take a sip of. When I'm if a glass of whiskey, you sipping. Just sip on it all night. That's not bad.
You'll sip on that whole, no, what no, I did no, it all night?
That's that amount that you shot
is about his sip.
Maybe a little more than one sip. Just a sip. Just a sip. You get that flavor, mm-hmm. let it get all over. And get,
that's
you
how
know,
I'll drink scotch that way. It'll take me an hour to kill a glass. I'm like, I am not in a hurry.
I'm not that good. I can't sip on a glass for an hour.
I am not in a hurry to get that scotch down, man. I'm like,
I was at CMA Fest last night, and in the press box, all they have is beer and wine. And I'm like, go downstairs and buy a whiskey. Or, I'm not going to lie, I'm not above sneaking it in. But I...
Did you sneak it in?
I didn't.
I'm but now he knows
to. About... I don't know. I can't believe I'm saying that on the podcast.
How do you do that with like metal detectors and stuff?
I snuck in a bottle of Jack Daniels, an entire fifth of Jack Daniels, into the O2 Arena in London. Did I ever tell you that story?
Just under boob?
Look, you're making fun, but it's close to...
He put it in his bra.
So here's the thing. It's cold. It's like February, so it's cold in London. So we're all wearing like big jackets. And we're... So Jack Daniels, this has a cork, but a lot of things have screw-on metal tops. Jack Daniels has a screw-on plastic top. And I'm sitting there going, now they have these fancy things where you go through and you walk through fast and they just see, I don't know
they
what.
Scan
it's not like a metal
body.
Detector. Yeah.
Yeah.
But back, this was 4 years ago with O2. It was just a metal detector. Mm. And only if you pop the metal detector are they going to wand you. They're not going to pat you down. I'm like, it's a glass bottle with a plastic top. How are they going to know I have it? He's like, my friend Dominic, like, you can't sneak that in. It's not like you can sneak it in. I took this bottle and I put it right there.
That's what's okay. That is a side benefit of being a big person.
Being a big guy. And then I put my jacket on and he goes, oh no, you're gonna sneak this in. I'm like, yeah, you can't see this. It's just right there next to me, especially with the jacket on.
By the way,
like,
Patrick is currently carrying, if you back up a little bit, people will see it. He's currently carrying a bottle of old granddad in his side, like I would carry a firearm. Like you, this
it's on the side of my belly, kind of, but it squares up. It doesn't, and yes, obviously you can see this sticking
but
in
not
my
with
pants.
A coat.
It's just in my waistband.
Are all your pants stretchy pants?
Yeah, all my pants are stretchy pants. Not all of them. I mean,
Patrick was concealed
pants,
carrying that day.
Mm-hmm. I went to go see Garth in Buffalo, and I was going with a friend of mine, and we were meeting her friends before the show, and they were kind enough to stay. Hey, you can stay at our house afterwards, because it was when Garth did the double show, so it's very late. And so I get there, and I don't know these people at all. And on their kitchen table, they had a bunch of running bladders, which is what distance runners use to carry water on them. And they're plastic, and you can Velcro them or tape them onto your body so that way you can stay hydrated. Well, they take these bladders and fill them with Jim Beam or Jack Daniels, I don't know, some guy's
and it's all
name.
Like, and it's, there's no metal involved.
There's
in
no
that.
Metal, and it conforms to their body.
Patrick,
so
are you paying attention?
They are putting it on their abdomens. They're strapping them to their calves. I have never seen
so much
such
alcohol?
A production to sneak booze in. Also, they weren't poor. They could have afforded the booze at the show, but they're like, nope, we're getting our pregame on. What they failed to figure out was who was going to drive. And of course, I'm the idiot that stays sober. So they're like, you can drive our car. You don't even know me. You don't know me. They're like, here's the keys. All right. Okay.
Well, they trust you because you were sober.
Because I was sober. They were like, we got a dumb one. We can use her. And I had never seen that amount of energy. Even at Ole Miss, I don't think we worked that hard to sneak liquor into the stadium for football games. You would just like tape a flask
running
to your thigh
bladders.
And you were done.
I need to make this note. Running
yep.
bladder.
Running bladders. Yep.
Running bladder. Mm-hmm. Running bladder, everyone. Running yeah. bladder.
I've seen
them
women
the first
wear
shot I could.
Bras that had, it's called the wine rack. Mm-hmm. It's a bra that's got.
Good pun.
The padding is basically one. Liquor. I've seen people do it with Ziploc bags inside of Ziploc bags, you know, and you can't find.
I've seen women sneak it in their hair.
What?
That if you do a really big bun or you do a ponytail with like three or four elastics, it'll group together. They do. They just stick it in their hair.
What I don't know is with these new things, because I don't know how it works, that new thing they make you walk through,
yeah,
they don't have that at a lot of places, but it's starting to be a thing.
feel like the running bladder might still work, though.
And I can put it in the bun.
I can put it in a bun.
I can't believe you remembered that.
I got my F.
And I can put it in a bun. And I can put it in a bun.
I got my itch, Bick. I got my itch, Bick.
The running bladder thing is amazing. I'm like,
that's how I knew I was working with true alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
Running bladder?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I
was just saying the medical condition filled incontinent.
I don't mind spending money on food and drinks, but I mean, it does get ridiculous at football stadiums, baseball stadiums, like in concerts. It's insane. Drinks specifically.
Well, because they know you want it, and they know you're willing to pay whatever the price is, and you're a captive audience.
$12, $13, $15? One drink? One beer is $12? No, that's too much, man. That's just crazy. Like, I get the markup. I get this is how you make your money, but y'all are just taking advantage of people.
I used to work in a bar back in the day, and I want to say each beer, our actual cost on the beer was like a quarter.
On tap, maybe back in the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was back in the day. But still, a quarter. So let's say even if it's 50 cents now and they're charging 12 bucks.
The loose caboose on the strip in Lafayette, Bubba, used to have 50 cent Old Milwaukee. So they had to be making money off of it. So so it must not have cost them more than that. And it was a small cup. You know those little plastic cups? But still, 50 cent beer.
Ones?
Oh, yeah, the little clear ones. 50 cent Old Milwaukee at the Loose Caboose.
Oh, man. Wow.
And let me tell you, nobody ever got carded at the Loose Caboose. I'm just being honest with you. Or they did, they carded you, and if you were under 21 but over 18, they put an X on your hand and you go inside and the bartender would serve you anyway. They didn't care.
Yeah, I used to go to bars like that in Memphis when I was in college, and they would put the big X on your hand with knowing that you just go and wash it off.
Right,
and nobody cared because it was like, oh, you got the X if you're underage. You got nothing if you were of age. So, yeah.
And by the way, that's not a permanent marker. Good luck.
And real quick, isn't that backwards? Like, shouldn't they have been marking the people who were old enough to drink?
They did it on purpose so that people, so that they
did
their job.
Because then I would just sneak in a sharp. Yeah, they did. It's not their fault if I cheated the system.
Listen, a lot of people don't know what the loophole was. People talk about the loophole in Louisiana. Louisiana is the last state where you could drink at 18. Everywhere else in the country, it was already 21, and they pressured the federal government and the insurance companies and stuff started pressuring the state to change their drinking law. So but the drinking law was 21. The loophole in Louisiana was that it was illegal for you to buy alcohol, drink alcohol, and possess alcohol if you were under the age of 21. It was not illegal for stores or bars to sell it to you. So if they didn't, there were no penalty. If you walked into the 7-Eleven or the whatever, the Diamond Shamrock, which was what was right by my house, and you bought a case of beer.
That's on you.
You were breaking the law, but the store owner couldn't be fined. There were no fines in place.
So
there
you
was
were
no
breaking
punishment.
The law because you possessed it.
Exactly.
And because you bought
and
it.
It might have technically been illegal, but there were no penalties set up. There was like, they didn't come down on them at all.
That's great.
So basically the drinking age was de facto 18. In the state of Louisiana until I was 14 or 15. And then it was like, oh, man, almost got there.
You guys ever take any of your grandparents' medicine in their bathroom?
Never.
No.
We did take liquor out of my dad's liquor cabinet, though.
What was your little trick you guys would do?
Oh, man, we stole vodka and we replaced it with water. And
he'll
then
never
we
notice
used
that.
Flat Dr. Pepper to start taking the whiskey out of one. We're like, well, that thing's half full. And first we were just taking it. We'd like pour a little bit in our stuff, and then we'd leave. And I realized, well, that bottle, the line is getting lower. And even though my dad doesn't drink, at some point he's going to notice it's gone. So we're like, what we'll do is we'll take the rest of it, we'll just replace it with water. And then it was like, how do we replace the whiskey? Get a Dr. Pepper, and we'd shake it up and get it to where it's real flat, and then add water and get the color right. You know what?
A lot of thought went into that.
Yeah, nice
that
job.
Looks the same. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Well, that was like Dean Martin back in the day before he actually became an alcoholic, used to pretend to be an alcoholic on stage.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, he was absolutely dry During all the, like, when he was with Jerry Lewis, the Martin and Lewis years. And then the Sinatra years. Yeah, he was drinking apple juice and tea and all that kind of stuff. He would have a bottle specially made for him of, it looked like Jack Daniels, but it would be some kind of tea or something that he would drink. And then he would just pour it out into his glass. And he was constantly drinking, but it was an act.
When he was sober,
his son died. Really went into depression, and that kind of is what kind of finished him off.
I mentioned murder. My best friend, Dominic, lives in Germany. He married a Polish girl. And so there's a Polish tradition that at the wedding, anybody can go up to the groom and tell him to do a shot of vodka with them.
Mm.
Okay, once each. So, like, but there were going to be...
How many people at the wedding?
60, 70 of her relatives there. So, like...
Oh, my gosh.
You're like, yeah, the point... is to
how's
get
he supposed
him,
to have a honeymoon night?
That's the point. The point is to get the groom so drunk that he passes out and they have to carry him to the room. And I guess they'll have to finish this tomorrow. Like, that's their whole thing. Okay. So he knew it was coming. So we took a, we had a liter of absolute vodka, this big giant, bigger than this bottle. Okay.
Take me to your
and
liter.
And we poured it out into like a plastic jug. We filled it with water and then we had it sealed. We went to, he worked at a chemistry lab and we got like the seal to make it to where it was, it looked brand new. And we put that bottle special. That was the groom's bottle. Okay. And then he had one that he did another one. It was me. That was the best man's bottle. Because if the other thing is, if the groom passes out, the best man has to take the shots for him. Like, I'm not doing this. But I also don't want to get beat up by Polish guys I don't know, so let's fake it. So we started with each a full liter of water. And only the two of us were drinking out of our bottles that everybody saw us open, so they must have been real. Yeah, we still got hammered. They got through us through that bottle, and when we were each done with our liter of water, we had to get another bottle of vodka.
But they must have been looking at like you guys and like especially Dominic going, this guy is a machine.
Yeah. No, Superman. You know, and I think they were, I mean, he's a big guy, and he's, you know, German, so they were like, it's fine. He's fun of us. And then one of the Polish cousins, though, comes up to me at about 1 in the morning and goes, I didn't think Americans could drink like you. I'm impressed. I'm like...
You did us proud, Patrick.
I did. I faked
Thank
it.
Thank you. International relations.
Yep.
But
was there anyone at that wedding that had only one arm and climbed up a tree?
Is that a Polish joke?
It's a Polack joke.
How do you get a one-armed Polack out of a tree, Carson?
You can't say that word.
You can't say Polack? No. Is that offensive?
Yes. What are you guys doing?
I mean, what's the difference? Okay, as someone who doesn't...
I thought that was that.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, that's like saying, how do you get a one-armed American out of a tree?
Okay, yeah.
No, right? it's like saying, how do you get a one-armed pole out of a tree?
No one's going to know what the people think pole is.
Yeah, I know, but
like
I'm just...
Like a pole.
Look, man. Look. Man.
Are we offending Polish people?
Look, man.
White people are coming after you,
Patrick.
I mean,
they are, man.
Well, anyway, you
started. Okay.
Well, the answer is you wave at them.
You wave at them. Carson, one time we called Poland.
We did.
I have the tape somewhere.
Oh, did we do Polish jokes?
We called Poland and asked them if they tell American jokes in Poland.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, we tell Polish jokes. And he was like, no, we don't. And we told him some. We were like, most Americans are fat. So you could say things like, you know, I don't even remember
what
we
told him. Would you teach him your mama jokes?
We might as well have.
I think, didn't we actually turn some of the Polish jokes into American jokes? Mm-hmm. And we're like, you know, an example
you know
is...
Now. I'm going to go find that tape, because I know I have
it. Did you know, did you hear about
the
American...
I don't know if I want to hear this.
Did you hear about the American who couldn't make ice? He forgot the recipe. It's kind of one of those kind of things.
Yeah.
But it was a Polish joke. Huh. Anyway, well, I grew up on those, but...
I know.
Racist. is it racist, though, if you're picking on people's country? Like, you know.
I don't think so.
I mean, like, let's say you're making a Canadian joke.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, it doesn't matter. There's Canadians of all races, right?
Right.
Then you're not being racist. You're just being, like, countryist.
Nationalist?
I don't even think nationalist. Just countryist.
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
I'm tired of all the ists. I don't like labels.
Anyway, I took I opened my grandmother's cabinet in the bathroom one time. And I just opened the bottle of her medicine and just took one.
A swig?
No, it was a pill.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
It was estrogen.
It made my blood pressure go down. So I guess it was blood pressure medicine. Did you find it?
Oh, I found it.
Yeah, we don't want to do. We don't want to hear that.
Yeah, you do.
No,
you
we
know
don't.
What? Usually,
I don't want to hear that.
Usually, Bubba sounds like he's 11 years old, but in this one, even D sounds like he's a teenager. This is really, this old. Is really old. This
where,
is like
where is this at?
It's on the extra button bar. Oh, it's right so there at extra. The top. I haven't listened to it. I want to warn everybody. This could be really.
Yeah, I say we don't. Do
I think
this.
You should.
No,
I think you should.
In the
I think
modern
it's a little...
era. People are what you know.
You
something
drunk?
That we might have
drunk?
Done. Yeah, he no, must be. He must be because usually no. Patrick yeah. is the no
it's
guy.
Going, no,
I don't think there's anything offensive in this. I think it's just going to be hard for us to listen to because we because it's like
this is like 20-year-old audio.
Yep. Yeah, just listen to 5 seconds.
Oh,
of
just
it.
Listen to the beginning.
Oh
yeah.
No, I don't. Wanna...
Oh, the very
no,
beginning. Listen to Dee's voice. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Are we sure?
Just
man,
enough.
We've been perplexed by something over the last little bit.
Oh, he's like talking fast.
Is it sped up or something?
No, that's the real tape.
Did you tell
we just got to get to the bottom of it. We're, but it requires us calling Poland.
And Patrick is dialing the phone. Do we have a...
Who is that?
I don't know. But he sounds sexy.
Patrick is over
yeah,
there on the
you know
phone.
What? It has music behind it
did
that we can't put on the podcast.
Did you guys Avril Lavigne Bubba?
Yeah.
No.
Did
yes.
Bubba
well, what happened is
did like Bubba die and then you got like this dude that
oh,
looks like
Bubba. Oh, conspiracy theory right now.
My voice dropped as I gained weight, I think.
Don't keep playing it. You're saved by the fact that there's music on there we can't put on a podcast.
Oh.
So there you go.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, y'all! I just got copied on a text message with 20 other people.
Oh,
and my
who does that?
Kelly Ford. Oh my god!
Kelly.
And now it's all the replies.
Oh,
like,
I'm on here
can
too.
Can you not back out?
No,
like
I don't
leave
know how
the
to
conversation.
Do it.
No, you can't do that. I think the new iOS, you might be able to. The new iPhone
16
iOS.
That they're
yeah.
about to put out.
You I see, can mute it. You can mute the conversation,
oh,
and you
okay,
won't
good.
See it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can mute it on iPhones,
right,
too. The new iOS that's coming out is really cool. Let's say you send a text message yesterday to somebody, and you're like, and you're drunk, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I said that. You can go through and delete it. And
you
it
can finally
it.
Delete?
It's coming.
Wow. Is that only on iMessage, not on text message?
It's
but
only
iMessage.
On iMessage. Yeah, okay. It'll only be on iMessage.
Oh, that's good.
And you
I send
can,
stuff all the time. That
and you're
I go,
like, gosh, why did I do that?
I do it all the time.
Yeah, so now you'll be able to delete. It'll delete
wife.
On your end and their end.
I sent one. Oh, that's the best ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent one to my wife earlier. I went, that was a joke. I was just, you know.
Kidding.
I was actually kidding, but the
psych.
Bad thing is, psych. The bad thing is I know, you know, we all know whenever we make a joke. But you don't know what the end user is going to mm-hmm. read it as. And you're like, oh, this is going to be really terrible. I love that.
I got a fight over with a boyfriend once because he sent me a text and it made no sense the way that I was reading it. And I suspected he was cheating. And I'm like, this wasn't meant for me. But and he's like, no, it was. I'm like, I don't get it. But and we got in this whole big fight and it turns out I didn't read what he was saying properly. The way that he'd written it. It's all inflection and yeah, so it really.
Yeah, text is hard.
Yeah.
That's why it's going to be great that we can take those back.
Yep.
I'm sorry. If you hear me like making weird noises, I'm watching the baseball game while this is on. So if you hear me go, ooh.
Also, it could just be that he's hammered because I gave him a third of a shot of whiskey.
He had a thimble of whiskey.
He's making new noises.
Yeah.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Don't break the seal, man.
Don't do it.
Man, okay. I'm looking at this thing. There's I'm looking
it.
At this thing
that's
about
from,
what's
that from? Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Steve
I don't
Martin,
think I've ever
one
seen
of my
that.
Favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
He says,
may I go to the bathroom, please?
He goes, well, of course.
And he goes.
So he's peeing right there. There.
And then he just stops and he goes. Thank you. It is okay. One of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Have you seen the one where the I forget the comedian? He's at a public pool and he's a lifeguard and he blows a whistle and he says, "All right, hey, everyone out of the pool. I got to take a bathroom break." You know, he's the only lifeguard.
Lifeguard
there.
Yeah.
Everyone gets out. He goes in the pool in peace, and he goes, "Okay, you can get back
all
in
right,
now."
I mean,
all right, we're going to get very personal. You got to pee. Do you step out of the shower?
No, of course not.
No,
okay,
not,
yeah, just making sure. Carson's being very quiet. She's like, I ain't saying a word.
You don't have to. Carson, do you?
No.
So you are you all right?
I'm going to do that on my Instagram today. Do you get out of the shower to pee? And
nobody does.
Yeah. Nobody does. People who say, there's two types of people. People who pee in the shower and liars. Those are the two types of people.
They're all pipes. They go to the same place.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on.
Ooh, that's outside. yeah. And you know, they make, they're doing these, I'm starting to see the commercials now for them during the game. They're using the, what do we have, the VR goggles?
The Oculus?
Oculus, yeah. So they use Oculus, and you put them on, and you hold a bat in real life, and there's the controller, there's a like a thing that the controller attaches to the bat, and you are in a game with a pitcher who's throwing, and it looks like you're in the batter's box.
Yeah.
And so you're doing virtual reality to get the swing down.
Is
so
it cartoony?
No, it's realistic. Like, you can pull up real pitchers. Hmm.
So you can know what it's like to face off against whomever.
Yeah, and so you can load it up with random, or you can go, hey, I throw me nothing but curves, throw me nothing but heat, throw me changeup, mix it up, whatever. And gives you your brain so that you can see it. And it's not just like a regular BP. It's like actual game speed and reaction. It's pretty neat. They've been using it for, I don't know, 2 years, I guess, now. But it's kind of going mainstreamy. I don't use my Oculus at all, hardly.
Anymore. I used to use mine, but it was messing with my eyes a little bit. I didn't realize... remember, I was like, man, I'm having issues.
Yeah, you thought you're getting...
Yeah, I thought my vision was getting bad. And so I got to tell you, I love my Oculus. I was on it 4 hours a day. It was fantastic. I would get on and just spend a lot of time in VR. And I noticed eye strain. I stopped doing it for, the last month. My vision's back to normal.
That's weird. That's the jerk.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is something to it.
There's got to be something to that. I can't imagine that this is good for your eyes, no matter how far out, how it's done.
It's weird. You can feel it. I can feel my eyes going.
But see, I quit feeling it because my eyes were adjusting. Those muscles
in your
eyes.
There is a new study out showing that our phones are doing damage to our eyes, though.
Our phones are?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I can't just saw see that yesterday. Being true.
Well, you can't see anything because you're looking at your phone too much.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I do love my Oculus. You know, it's. I have a friend that I hang out with, and we'll go and we'll have like a whiskey or whatever, and he's got an Oculus or a VR rig, and I'm like, dude, he's about to move. I'm like, man, you know, we can get on our VR rigs and have our whiskey with us and still drink together and talk like we do today just in VR world. Because I've told you guys, when you're in those rooms, you're looking around. You're looking to the... if somebody's sitting next to you, they're legit sitting next to you in cartoon form.
I get it, but that's still not the real world.
It is the real world.
It's if not I can still the hang real out, world.
If I can hang out with my bud who lives 500 and something miles away and we're talking face-to-face... And you're seeing, I mean, you see where the eyes are, because they track all that. You see where their eyes are going. You know, you see the body motions, the hands, the shoulders, whatever. You see all of that in this VR rig. And it's pretty cool, man. So I could, I was like, yeah, you got to get your Oculus fixed because he, some kind of mess up, whatever. I don't know what he did. But I'm like, yeah, you got to get that fixed so we can still hang out and drink whiskey together.
It's just not worth it. It's not worth the whiskey.
Thank you, Cole Swindell.
Mm. See what you did there.
Speaking of Cole Swindell, who's going to CMA Fest? D, you coming tonight?
For Cole?
For any of it.
I might. Who's playing?
Tonight, I have no idea who's on tonight.
Carly Pierce?
Carly Pierce.
I'm going tomorrow.
Cole Swindell, Lane
Did you
Wilson.
See Carly's doing a pop-up shop today, Carson?
No, okay. I'm about to go downtown, so I guess I'm... My day went from, I'm just going to go have lunch with a friend, to now I have six things that I'm going to go stop by at. What am I thinking? I'm not this person. I don't like people. I'm not social. But here we are.
It's on her.
Yeah, I'll go look.
I didn't even tell you what it is.
So what kind of stuff is she selling
at her pop-up
shop?
Oh, no, I just figured I'll go because it'll be a good, I'm sure I'll take
a selfie.
Is
she going to be there? Is Carly Pierce going to
act? No. She said, hey, y'all, I'm cleaning out my closet. Time to find a new home for so many of my clothes. with many of you coming to Nashville this week for CMA Fest. Perfect time to host a pop-up shop.
She's basically having a yard sale.
She's having a yard sale.
Harley Quinn's having a yard sale, calling it a pop-up shop.
I'm totally going to that because she and I have the same taste in shoes.
Selling them for a great cause. Join me at Noel Nashville, 204th Avenue North.
Okay.
Proceeds go to Music Health Alliance. Provides healthcare resources. People. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah, it's from 4 to 6 today. 4 to 6 today. You can go buy some of her clothes.
That is so genius.
Kind of awesome.
I'm going to show up.
Try everything on.
Just in my size.
Try everything on and get it as tightly on as possible, and then like try to give yourself a hug.
Yeah.
Fat guy in Carly's coat. yeah, so she's doing that.
That's cool. That's really really neat. Yeah,
well, I know fun. Garth supposedly put in some limited edition merchandise.
Not supposedly. He's straight up said he's doing it, right?
I mean, he said that, but he also said he was going to send me Central Park merch, and I haven't seen that. So,
Wow, did you just use the podcast to call out Garth not sending something?
But yeah, I figure I'll go look at limited edition Garth merch and probably buy it.
Did you say Garth said that he's going to get you some merchandise from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he told you that.
Yeah. He said he found merchandise from Central Park from 98. And that they were thinking about putting it in the stop. And I was like, wait, whoa, what? Like, talk to me about vintage shirts, Garth. And he's like, no, we'll get you some. I'm like, nah, whatever, whatever. He's like, no, we'll get that sent to you. Well, that was April 15th.
At 7:14 on April 15th. It was 3:30 in the afternoon. He was wearing a blue shirt and black shoes.
Oh, I have
shoes.
It on video. So, no, I mean, he owes me nothing, but it would be really nice to get my hands
on
those vintage
shirts. How often do you and he text?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're not supposed to know that Carson has Garth Brooks' phone number.
Have you texted him?
Not today.
No. What? Why are you being so weird? Wow.
I don't know. We texted a little yesterday.
I've heard you say that before, but I let it pass. I'm like, yeah. Surely she was. She meant like she was. No. Okay.
Yeah. You texted him yesterday?
Yeah.
Why did you say something to us?
Why would I tell you that?
Why would you? What do you mean? Of course you should.
Because then it would come out.
What y'all talking about?
We were actually talking about his store. So
does he ask questions? Because
who initiates it?
Oh, I never initiate. No.
So wait. So you look at your phone and it says,
yeah, you know,
she's on a chain with another friend, yeah, and so that person is much more comfortable with her relationship with Garth at this point. Yeah. And so she sometimes initiates.
I just
sit
idly in the corner virtually and occasionally chime in.
Although yesterday there was like a joke about whether or not they would go work for Garth at his new bar on Broadway in Nashville. And I don't.
Yeah, he said he would work us like rented mules. And I said, do Big D and Bubba qualify as solid character references?
And he sent back a laughy smiley emoji.
Yeah, I got a smiley emoji and a heart. So
that's as close as we're going to get to Garth pretending he knows who we are.
By the way, that is the coolest thing ever. Like, you know, I mean, that's really cool. I have people, and Big D texts a lot of people. You'll have conversations.
He's like friends with actual people.
Yeah, I don't really.
The guy who goes to the least stuff.
Right, yeah.
And stays at his house more than all three of us combined.
Yeah, I don't have great relationships with a lot of people, but there are a couple that I do talk to on a semi-regular basis. But it's not like Garth Brooks level. That's crazy.
No one's at Garth Brooks' level.
Right.
Unless you tell me you've got George Strait's phone number and sometimes he sends you memes. I'm not going to.
Memes?
I imagine that's
George,
how George Strait communicates.
Meme.
George Strait is sending everybody memes.
I hope he does.
He doesn't use emojis, but he loves him some memes.
I hope he does.
I've got to pick Clint Black up.
Okay.
The thing is, I'm not sure he's kidding.
I know it could be happening. It could be.
Is that why you drove your car today?
His dream car is a 70 Chevelle. Black, too, actually. And so, last time he was in it, we're talking cars. He's got a Panamera. I'm like, how do you like it? He goes, he has is Porsches.
Yeah.
And he goes, I love it. Turbo. Got it in black. And
Clint Black drives a black car?
Yep.
Weird.
It's a Clint Black car.
And so I was showing him the Chevelle. He's like, oh, he goes, if I was going to get it, that would be it. I said, well, he goes, come by the house. And he goes, if you're out driving, call me or text me and come by and pick me up. I can drive if you want. He's like, I'd love that. So I'm going to maybe go pick him up today.
That's fancy.
Well, D just, you know.
He won.
He just.
New one.
I don't know. Carson? You know, texting Garth.
I mean, that's Garth.
Not today, though. D just told us he's having a better rest of the day than all of us.
Yep.
Because he's going to go drive around in his Chevelle, which is cool on its own.
Yep. We'll get in the car and we'll drive and he'll drive and we'll talk about whatever. The cars. And then we'll try and make each other, we'll try and out-laugh each other, out-joke each other.
Yeah.
Because our sense of humor is very similar. And so he'll try and do something, and I'll try and outdo it, and then he comes back with it. It's back and forth. We'll send the dumbest stuff back and forth, like text stuff. I was dancing the other day, and it's, I forgot to show it to you. It's two women talking, and says, so how did you and your husband meet? She says, well, I'm a pharmacist, and he came in and bought condoms, and he got an XXXXXL size condom. And then it wasn't until after we got married I realized he's a stutterer.
That's like a joke my grandfather would have told.
So great. And he goes, that sounds familiar.
All right. Well, please, if you are listening, watching, whatever with the podcast, subscribe, like, rate, share, do all the stuff, anything you can to help us grow to keep this going. I mean, this is episode 387. We're getting close to 400.
God, wow. I'm so drunk right now. I don't know that I can drive.
The thimble of whiskey.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know I can do it. I'm going to do it
Google,
anyway. Though.
In milliliters, how many, what's a shot of liquor? What we call a shot in America in milliliters.
Can't you just ask Siri?
Shot of whiskey in milliliters. 44. So you had a ninth of a shot of whiskey.
Nine shots.
A ninth of a shot.
A man who weighs,
I don't know what you mean,
over 300 pounds.
12% of a shot. Yes.
12% of a shot.
Yes. Not a shot.
You had basically 0.1 shots.
Yes.
Oh, so... Am I not drunk?
You are definitely not drunk.
Oh, my God. Am I just doing this to myself then?
Yeah, it's mental.
Psychosomatic.
Yes. Yeah, I do. When I drink non-alcoholic beer, sometimes I feel like I have a buzz. I'm like, oh, wait, I have to check myself. Sam Adams, by the way, that Sam Adams Just the Haze that we talked about is still super hard to find right now. It's like one of their best. I called Sam Adams, like the Boston Brewing Company. I'm like, why can I not get your stuff? And they're like, it's selling out. It's so popular. It's one of our, as the person told me.
They said popular.
Well, they said it's one of our most popular SKUs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is it? It's a non-alcoholic?
Non-alcoholic beer. It's Just the Haze. So it's like a hazy IPA. Kind of a fruity IPA.
Oh, okay.
And it is.
What's IPA?
India Pale Ale. It's just a style of
beer.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's a tight, yeah. So you have your lagers, you have your different things. But.
What's a lager?
It's just a different style of beer.
Okay.
Like you have pails.
I mean, what is? Is it?
It's just like your German style, like almost like your Budweiser would be deeper, like a lager.
A darker color?
No.
It's actually lighter.
Lighter. So like Budweiser would be like considered a lager. You're thinking of like porters and things like that. The real
what's the
dark
thing that
ones.
We had in Durango? But it was coffee.
I was gonna say that was nitro coffee.
But it looked like you said it looked like that.
It looked like a Guinness.
Guinness.
Yeah.
What is Guinness? Is Guinness a stout?
Guinness would be a stout. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Now that I'm in the drinking
stout,
world.
Right. Yeah, Guinness is a stout. But yeah, so you have different, and I like a Guinness, but the problem is I can't drink a Guinness if I want to drink more because I fill up. It's so robust and full.
It's like food.
Yeah, it is. It's like eating a beer, and you're like, okay, I'm done. But anyway, I forgot what the whole point was.
You called Sam Adams.
Oh, yeah, so I called, and they were just saying, yeah, it's one of our most popular things. And it's interesting because I know there's a lot of people, it's very torn on non-alcoholic beers where people like, let's say you're an alcoholic, some alcoholics swear by it. They say that it's saving them because they're never tempted to go and grab a regular beer. And then other people are like, you can't do that because that's a gateway to the worst of the worst. And they're like, look, if it's keeping me from drinking the alcohol.
That.
But
I see. I can say
both.
So you know, it, there is it's split you, camps. You know? It really is. It depends on the individual. There are split camps. Some people are like, you can't do it. And other people are like, no, this is the only reason I'm not an alcoholic now. And then it's the same thing with like pregnant ladies are drinking.
They can make food without calories. In
right.
It.
Well, they're working on that. They're working on
it. I wish they were, man.
There's a new diabetes medicine that is making people lose a lot of weight.
Oh.
Really?
Do you have to have diabetes to take it?
I think so. You have it.
I know. You want another? You want another quarter shot of whiskey there, D?
You give me another 2% of a of a fraction of a ninth.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week for episode 388.
Why don't you drink it and just breathe on me? I'll smell your breath. Oh yes, yeah. Oh baby, it's a
this
party.
Was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay.
That's just as well.
You can listen to the regular show.
Everyone's wondering when this would happen.
Radio. Every day, it was the podcast.